Mitch Mansfield.
Yes, good afternoon, Tim, from a very wet and windy but buoyant Amex. As you say, yet more club history about to be made here. Already this year, we've seen the stadium host the England Under-21s, Rugby World Cup, and now for the first time, Brighton and Hove Women FC are about to take to the pitch. Brighton coming forward once more. Into Gurr. Can she go around the keeper? She finishes, finally, to put Brighton 2-0 up. And it's Charlotte Gurr who's really pulled the strings from that number 10 position. Although in a bit of a role reversal, this time it was Amy Taylor finding her with a through ball, one-on-one with the Charlton keeper. And what a composed finish from Charlotte Gurr, top scorer for Brighton, just before half-time. She doubles their advantage. It's Brighton 2, Charlton 0.
Our reporter Mitch Mansfield is at the club's grounds this morning.
And a very surreal, lovely, quiet scene here today. We're just stood overlooking the club's brand new 3G AstroTurf pitch in darkness. To the left of us can just about make out the moon still, and to the right, a lovely sunrise. We've got birds singing, seagulls in the distance, but eerily quiet. Not though, I can tell you, this quiet yesterday when the club had 812 people come and see them beat Peacehaven 5-0. It was a record crowd for the season, and I'm joined by just one of the people that was there yesterday. It's Worthing FC director Calvin Buckland. Calvin, firstly, 800 people here yesterday. How does that compare to attendances in previous years?
So here in the bowels of the Amex Stadium with the executive director of Brighton and Hove Albion, Martin Perry. Martin, we're about to walk through the tunnel out onto the pitch. Tell us, please, about some of the changes that have been made.
BBC Sussex Sports Update.
It's 7 minutes to. Let's round up some sport now with Mitch Mansfield.
Good morning, and what a bleak morning it is for tennis news amid allegations of match fixing. But the Australian Open is underway in Melbourne. Defending champions Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams have both come through their first round matches, while Andy Murray starts his campaign against the German teenager Alexander Zverev on Tuesday.
Mitch Mansfield is watching for Saturday Sport.
Yes, good afternoon from the enclosed ground, where you could probably forgive Whitehawk for having at least one eye on that big FA Cup second round replay here at home on Wednesday. But if you're looking for omens, Johnny, this season the Hawks have already beaten Dartford, Margate and on Tuesday night Maidstone, so the Hawks could fancy their chances against another side from Kent here today.
I always knew he was good at geography, that man.
This is Arnold, cuts inside, finds Nilsson on the edge of the area. Nilsson looks up, goes for goal and scores a goal! Finally, Whitehawks score at home for the first time since October, but it looks as though it's going to be too little, too late. With minutes remaining, it's Whitehawk 1, Eastbourne 2.